Director of National Intelligence Dennis Blair says the United States is better prepared for a major cyber attack than other countries.
I don't think the United States is at risk of having done to it what was done to Georgia or Latvia. We're too big, we're too complex. We are working on the defenses. But as you look out to the future, unless we work hard on this, we could be very vulnerable. So it's a very high priority for me, and I give full credit to my predecessor and to the predecessor administration for the actions that they undertook.
Blair, who spoke during a media roundtable from the ODNI offices in McLean, Virginia Thursday, says despite having improved defenses, the focus must turn both internally and on the source of the attacks. Blair says agencies know little from where the attacks originate from.
We right now are unable to do that as fast as we ought to be able to do it. It takes a lot of work, takes a lot of manpower intensive effort to sort that out because of the ability of attack originators to go through multiple IPs and ISPs along the way, and we're working hard on being able to do that quicker and more accurately. So it's a high priority, and we're not where we want to be yet.
He also didn't mince words about the biggest threats against federal computer networks.
The greatest cyber threat is primarily from organized nation states. China has the greatest capability and having a lot of activity. Russia as well. Russia demonstrated in Georgia most recently, and against Baltic states. China is, I think, winning the sweepstakes for the origin of the most attacks on U.S. Organizations. I think it's actually second after attacks originating in the United States, but it's up there in terms of foreign countries.
Even though Blair offered mixed thoughts on the status of federal networks, he was clear about where the White House cyber review needs to go, and the idea of a cyber czar didn't impress him.
Czars, you know, czars. We've had a lot of experience about them over the future, and we're reinventing as we go the advantages and disadvantages of putting powerful people in the White House versus putting powerful people in the agencies and departments. I think that we've got to have a powerful team. We've got to have good policy from the White House. We've got to have capacity in the departments. And most of all, I think we need to have a legal regime which takes account of the way the technology of cyberspace has made our previous neat domestic, international law enforcement, homeland defense distinctions irrelevant. And that's what the real challenge is, and that's what we're working on in this review that is going on in the White House now.
And that White House review is 39 days old now. It is becoming clear where the administration is heading. Melissa Hathaway is leading the White House effort. She briefed the House Cyber Caucus Thursday. Representative Jim Langevin is the co-chairman of the Cyber Caucus. He says Hathaway described four areas of the review.
There's governance and White House organizational construct and mission, and it'll include an interagency cyber action plan. It won't include another structure such as the one recommended by CSIS within the executive office of the president. But there may be an increase in OMB staffing to increase the oversight role.
Langevin quickly backed off the statement of not having a separate White House office for cybersecurity, saying he didn't want to prejudge the White House's final report.
We're going to let Melissa finish the review, and it's too early to say exactly what the structure is going to look like. But it looks like it's going to be, this effort's going to be led, at least as it's evolving right now, we're run by the National Security Council within the National Security Council. Yeah, it's unclear yet because the review hasn't been finished whether there's going to be a new office within the executive office of the president.
But one source with knowledge of the review told me that it looks as though the White House office is unlikely as of now. Langevin adds other areas of focus of the review include international and domestic forums.
Also the technical standards and next generation architecture on cyber and And also, we talked about capacity building in terms of alliances and building human capital.
Congresswoman Yvette Clark is the chairwoman of the Homeland Security Subcommittee on Emerging Threats, Cybersecurity, and Science and Technology. She says Hathaway spoke about public-private partnerships to secure the Internet.
What came across and what Melissa had to say was that this review is going to be looking at all options, you know, whether it's going to be regulation or incentive, particularly in the private sector. We're certainly going to learn from the voluntary strategy and the way that how effective it was or its lack of effectiveness, and look for all options that will enable us to, you know, to get more teeth into a response from the private sector.
And Clark says the review also wants to make sure our privacy and civil liberties are clearly addressed. Blair echoed the lawmakers' comments about privacy and civil liberties. He says that is something the intelligence community must do a better job on.
Our problems in cybersecurity are much greater than the intelligence community, the military community, or even the government. And I think the trick is to make use of the technical capabilities of the National Security Agency in a way that can protect American networks. And the key to that is Americans having confidence that they are being used for those beneficial purposes and are not being used to gather private information on Americans, and that whole set of concerns that that some of the early reactions to 9/11 excited. So that sort of, I think, is the challenge, and it's a legal challenge, it's a organizational challenge, it's a challenge of the review processes.
The White House is expected to issue the Cybersecurity Review Report by the end of April. Then it would start to work on a national strategy addressing the issues outlined in the report. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.